Hi, on this morning's Quorum, I'm going to be talking to Tom Scholz, a billionaire and now presidential candidate. He's going to take on Trump. Join us in a little bit for this morning's Quorum and get some of your calls until we reach Quorum. All right, bye. Welcome to Quorum. My name is Michael Krazy, and I'm here today with Tom Scholz, presidential candidate, billionaire, and a big threat to Donald Trump. Welcome. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on. And I just want to jump in and quickly say, you know, I don't think I'm that big of a threat to Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is the biggest threat to Donald Trump. I think it's very clear from his constant tweeting and his endless trade wars with China that really Donald Trump is his worst enemy. I'm just going to jump in there and finish him off.
Oh, that sounds very very apropos of many people's feeling right now. I mean, some people would say the biggest threat isn't Donald Trump to himself, but Donald Trump to the country. How would you respond to that?
Oh, well, yeah, sure. Of course, you know, like Donald Trump is a big threat to the country, as well as to, you know, the working class person, and then to people like me, you know. But he is really, the biggest threat is to Donald Trump himself. I'm actually a little bit concerned for him. You know, like I feel like he needs help, and then just looking at him, I feel sorry because I feel like he, every time he thinks it looks like he's gonna be okay, he says something or tweets something or starts another trade war with China, and then you know what? Then everyone's getting upset.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, I think you're well known for having started a help Trump help himself campaign.
That's right. My organization, Help Trump Help Himself, HTHH, looks to sort of finish Trump off, but mainly by funding his campaign.
It's a very counterintuitive thing, especially since you're running for president as well, to have a PAC both for the president as well as a PAC for yourself, Tom Scholz. I mean,
well, you know, Michael, if I might, I think it's, you know, it's not about party. It's not about, you know, it's not about which tribe you belong to. It's about being an American. In America, we have the right to express ourselves with our money as our voice, and be it, you know, contributing for one PAC or another, I find that it's important to spread that money around so that we have equal voice. Everyone gets an opportunity to speak through their money.
Yeah, I mean, your critics would say that what you're really trying to do is you're just trying to get Trump reelected, and if not yourself, and this is all for selfish aims, and it's not actually for the people who matter, not your John and Joe and Q public.
You know, I think that's just a ridiculous falsehood. If you look at it, the greatest threat to Donald Trump is Trump himself. So the best way to take Donald Trump out is to give Donald Trump money to let him finish himself off. I'm just going to jump in there at the last moment, and then and you know, people can vote for me. And then once Trump exits the stage, what's left? The Democratic candidate? Which one, right? Or Mike Pence? Please, So really, I'm giving the voters an opportunity to watch democracy in action, which is to allow a man to express himself by helping another man finish himself off.
All right. You know, we want to get to your calls. Once again, the number is 1-800-555-8888. Once again, the number is 1-800-555-8888. Hi, you're on Quorum.
Hey, yeah. Listen, I got something to say to Mr. Schultz. You know, I think what he's doing is just absolutely disgusting. I think he is an idiot to think that he can give money to the Trump campaign and to think that that is what's going to take out Trump. You know, that's not the way we do it in America. That's not the way. That is not how democracy works. Okay, what happened to freedom of speech?
Thank you for your call and your perspective. You know, Tom, that goes to what a lot of people are feeling. You know, a lot of people are upset, angry. I mean, they feel like this is a war between two billionaires. It's like it's an oligarchy, and our democracy is dead. And how do you respond to that?
Well, Michael, I just want to point out, and then this is not to correct you or anything. But it's really not a war between two billionaires. It's a war between every billionaire. I think every billionaire has a lot to lose, as well as every American who's not a billionaire. I think we all have a lot at stake here. I mean, all it takes is one tweet from Trump or one trade war with China, and you know what? My stock goes down by 50%. That's a huge loss. Okay, 50% of a billionaire stock is worth so much.
I mean, a lot of people hear that and they think Tom Schultz is only out for himself and the other billionaires. And I think it is sort of a reasonable fear people have that. I mean, billionaires are only looking out for themselves and not for Americans.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think a lot of my billionaire friends are, I look at them and I say, oh wow, this guy's selfish, or man, this woman is just out for herself, and you know, I think that's true for the most part, but I think there is something about the fact me running in this campaign, I want to say it's not about me, right? My money is I earn this money as a hardworking American, and I feel like every person in America has the opportunity to earn this money, and I want to see Americans thrive and survive. And I really just don't think that Trump is giving Americans the opportunity to do so. I mean, every time he tweets and every time he starts a trade war with China, he's just taking away opportunities from every single American.
Well, thank you for that response. We want to get to some more of your calls, and we have somebody, a listener who decided to text us, and what they're saying is, let me read the message. We feel cheated, broke, corrupt. The billionaires are rigging the elections. They're buying the voting machines. They're going to change the votes. They're going to change the votes to them. I mean, I think it's talking about a reasonable fear. I mean, people feel like their votes don't count. What do you have to say to that?
Well, Michael, I think I would agree with this. You know, that for the most part, I think a lot of people feel like their votes don't count. You know, and I think that's a sad state of America. You know, if your vote doesn't count because you're letting a billionaire take the presidency to tweet and start trade wars with China, that's just wrong, okay? And what Americans need is another billionaire to step in to finish Donald Trump off. And if it means funding his campaign to allow him to self-implode, well, I mean, it just makes perfect sense to me.
Well, I guess that's a perspective. I mean, some people think that the trade war with China is, I mean, you keep bringing that up. That affects your bottom line, and I mean, it certainly affects the farmers. But I mean, I think it's been good for some industries, like steel. What do you have to say to that?
There's no doubt that steel has profited from this, and I think it's once I'm president, I think it's important that we take a close look at steel and how. Who they're in bed with, you know, U.S. Steel, what's responsible for U.S. Steel? What's steel even, right? Like, is it American? Who's to say? So I think it's important that we take a look at these things. Once I'm in the office, I'd like to make that, one of my priorities.
All right. Well, we want to get to another caller. Hi, hello, you're on the air, you're on Quorum.
Hi.
Hi, who's speaking?
Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. Do you have a question for Tom?
Yes, I have a question for Tom. I don't understand what makes you think you can take down Donald Trump. And another thing, I also feel that the Grammys this year went to the wrong person. I mean, what has country become? You know, country music used to be about Dolly Parton. It used to be about Lynyrd Skynyrd. It used to be about Alabama. And what's that now?
I mean, Alabama's it's still a state.
Well, of course it is.
Well, thank you for your call and thank you for your perspective. I mean, I think a lot of people's minds are on that PBS special about country music. But I mean, more importantly, people are wondering, Tom, like, what makes you think you're going to win?
Well, look, if I know one thing, it's that in America, everyone gets a chance. You know, I started off sort of. In with humble starts.
You were a child of the.
Child of the upper middle class.
That's right. Your father, as if I remember, was a vice president of Honeywell.
That's right, Honeywell Industries, and so I like to think that even people like me can have an opportunity to be someone. Maybe the next president of the United States. And so that's the America I believe in. That's the America that I'm fighting for. I guarantee you this, I don't have a Twitter account.
Thank you for that. We want to hear from more people. We have another person who texted in, tweeted. Somebody who does have a Twitter account. And what they're saying is, liar, liar, pants on fire. Tom Schultz is a liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Pants on fire, liar, liar. This is a sentiment people also say this about Trump. I mean, he has the pants on fire rating. People think of you like Donald Trump as well. Like, you get compared a lot to him. It's not always complimentary. What's your response to that?
Michael, let me take this. I think I get this comparison a lot. A lot of people say I'm like Donald Trump. I would say that I'm better than Donald Trump. Okay? I have 4 children. How many does he have?
I believe he has 4 children.
That's right. He has 4 children.
Actually, he has 5. Baron. Baron. I forgot about Baron. Little Baron Trump.
Well.
Whom we're not supposed to talk about on the air without getting fired. Yeah.
Unlike Donald Trump, I remember all 4 of my children. And they're all beautiful children. And they all participate in the Schultz family business.
Some would say that it's very similar to the current president, with
well,
the exception
but
of
Michael,
Baron.
I would say that they, my children, they are on the right side of the law.
Their
independence? No, they participate in the family business. I gave them all jobs in the company.
I believe that's exactly what the president has done as well.
In my company?
No, in his company.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's the difference here, right? I mean, the Trump brand has just been dragged through the mud. How can we even trust the Trump brand?
It's
I mean, I haven't stayed at a Trump International Hotel in years.
So, so you're admitting you have stayed at a Trump National Hotel?
Well, of course.
All right, then. You heard it here first. We want to get to another caller. Hi, hello, you're on Quorum.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I got a question for y'all. What is the deal? I mean, like, what is going on with the Democratic Party?
That's a great question. What is going on?
Like, I mean, like, specifically, what is going on with the Democratic Party, right?
I mean, it's a very open-ended question. We can.
I mean, I don't see my right. Like, am I right?
I mean, that's a very open-ended question.
It's like I'm trying to get things done, and it's like what?
I mean, some might consider this question to be rhetorical, but I mean, I think we can interpret it literally.
It's rhetorical. I'm asking you, what's up with the Democratic Party? Oh, and don't get me started on the GOP.
Let's take this question to Tom Schultz. You know, people are incredulous at what these two political parties are doing, and people just don't believe in the system, and they're like, what's up with that? Your response?
Yeah, well, Michael, it's clear that the system is broken. If we can have a tweeter-in-chief who just sends off tweets every day and or just starting trade wars with China, I think it's very clear that our system is broken. And we don't have a Congress there left to stop him. Neither the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I'm running on an independent ticket, but, you know, that doesn't mean that I'm in the middle, right? Like, I think both systems are messed up. And really, like, my independent party, the help Trump help himself party, we're looking for not the middle way, but the right way.
I mean, I think the people find it interesting that your party even mentions Trump, but I mean, it confuses some voters. Trump voters have actually voted for you.
Well, it's true that I changed my name to Donald Trump in order to confuse things a little bit, and in some ways, I think it's the best way to take down Donald Trump, because who is Donald Trump's worst enemy? Donald Trump. And so if that's the way that we're gonna win, then that's what, you know, we gotta do what it takes.
Not to confuse things, but we're talking to Tom Schultz,
formerly Tom Schultz, currently Donald Trump.
Not President Trump, presidential candidate Trump.
Even President Trump. Wow. What a sad state of affairs. Not even president.
I mean, you heard it here first. Tom Schultz is now Donald Trump, and he's helping himself. Help Trump help himself, yes. We need another caller. We haven't reached Quorum yet. Hi, you're on Quorum.
Oh, hi. I've been listening to this show since 1979, back during Reagan and Carter. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that Carter would have won had it not been for the dismal economy and the Iran hostage situation in Tehran.
Thank you for your call and for your perspective. I think it's an interesting point that, I mean, there's a lot of money going into this campaign from you, from others. But at some point, it just comes down to, like, facts on the ground, the circumstances. And some people feel like, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's just, like, the circumstances. And maybe your money doesn't really account for much. It's just the circumstances that are accounting for the election. Like, what happened with Nixon and And what happened with Carter? And what happened with Reagan?
Look, Michael, I think what you're trying to ask is, and I stand correct. I don't mean to correct you, but I feel like what you're trying to ask is that, you know, sometimes there's certain things that money can't buy, and that you know, oftentimes there races aren't determined by how much money. But by certain X factors.
Right. I mean, the Beatles would say money can't buy you love. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd argue that's not the case most of the time. Most of the time it is money that determines races. And I do think that I have a lot of money and I could put it to good use. And if it means giving to Donald Trump so that he can destroy himself, well, I don't see why that is any concern to anyone else. As a private citizen, I feel that it is within my means, within my rights, and really my responsibility to do so.
Oh, well, thank you for that. We have another text in for one of our listeners, and they're saying, Donald Trump or Donald Trump, it's a losing choice. I lose either way. What's your response?
Well, I just want you to... I think it's important to understand that the best way to defeat Donald Trump is to let Donald Trump defeat himself. What is so hard to understand about this?
I mean, I think people are saying that makes... You're Donald Trump, and I mean, you're...
Michael, I didn't build a multi-billion dollar company by being confusing or difficult to understand. It's very simple. Donald Trump is his own worst enemy.
Your name is also Donald
Trump. And I'm Donald Trump.
Yeah. And you're the worst enemy of which Donald Trump? Yourself or the president?
Wow, Michael. I didn't know I was going to have a therapy session today. Wait till my therapist hears about this.
We have time for one last call. Hi, you're on Quorum.
Hello, Dad? My dad. I think my dad's on the radio today.
This is Tiffany Schultz. Everyone, Tiffany. Hi.
I just want to say, Dad, I think you gotta stop. You gotta stop this, okay? You gotta stop doing this. People are confused, and you're not helping anyone. And also, is there any way I can get can I take a week off? My friends are going to Peru, next. I guess it's like next month, and I just feel like I need a week off.
Tom Schultz, last words on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's obviously. I don't mean to correct you, Michael, but you know, this won't be my last word. You know, I think it's great to hear from my children. It's great that my children are civically engaged. I also feel like my children know, you know, that really what's important is to not go to Peru for a week just because their friends are going. That really what's important is that they stay around during what is probably the most important part, most important time of the campaign cycle. And that my children understand this, and you know, I think the American people can get behind this.
All right, well, thank you. That's going to have to be it. Thank you so much, Tom Schultz, and Donald Trump, the head of Help Trump Help Himself, and a presidential candidate, not the president, who's also named Donald Trump. Very fascinating show. We'll be back right after a short break.